On this day, Saint Valerian and Tiburtius, his brother, who were natives of Rome, were martyred. They were the sons of pagan parents. Valerianus was betrothed to the daughter of one of the nobles of Rome. Her name was Cilicia. She was extremely beautiful and a Christian who worshipped Christ in secret. When he married her, she gradually started to tell him about Christ's life and how to believe in him, until he believed at her hands and was baptized. When Saint Valerian was filled with grace, he taught his brother, who also became a believer and was baptized. Because of his righteousness, Saint Valerian became worthy to talk to the angels, and they revealed to him future hidden things. When Diocletian reigned and persecuted the Christians, these two saints went around the city and carried the bodies of the martyrs, prepared them for burial, and buried them. Certain wicked men betrayed them to Tosius, the king's usher, who summoned them and asked them about their belief. They confessed that they were Christians. He offered them many things if they would deny Christ and offer sacrifices to idols, but they were not deceived by his promises. He threatened them with many kinds of torture, but that did not frighten them. When he saw their patience and endurance, he ordered their heads to be cut off. The usher saw angels carrying their souls up to heaven, and immediately he believed in the Lord Christ. Because of his conversion, he was cast into prison for 3 days, and on the fourth day, he was taken out of prison, and his head was cut off along with the head of Cilicia, Valerian's wife. They all received the crown of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also, we commemorate the departure of Saint Gregory, Bishop of Nyssa. He was born in Cappadocia in the year 330 Anno Domini and was ordained bishop by his brother, Saint Basilius, in the year 372 Anno Domini. He was exiled during the reign of Emperor Valens, then returned in the year 378 by the order of Emperor Theodosius the Great. He wrote many church books and departed in peace in the year 396 Anno Domini. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.